Now that you've found UBN Radio and discovered our quality talk shows, it's time to spread the word to friends, family, and the universe. 24 hours of music and talk. Radio without limits. That's why people keep coming back for more. That's UBNRadio.com.
This is One-on-One with Jasper Cole, Hollywood's bad guy, and so much more. Actor, talent manager, producer, and more. Now he's sitting down with today's top newsmakers from entertainment, politics, pop culture, and beyond. This is One-on-One with Jasper Cole.
All right. Howdy. And welcome, everyone, to One-on-One with Mr. Jasper Cole. This is he, and we are coming to you live from Sunset Gower Studios right here in Hollyweird, California. Well, of course, it's our last Wednesday of the month, and that means we are in the shallow room because it's going to be an all hot topics day. And I am joined by my hot topics co-host, Mr. Ralph Cole Jr.
Hello, Planet Eartha, and hello, Jasper.
Hey, Ralph, how are you?
I am excellent. I'm glad we got to chat a little bit in the green room before we came on into the studio. By the way, JW, the green room, I love the redecorating changes you guys have made. I love that splash of orange.
Oh, well, thank you. It's of course, inspired
it's in your
by
honor,
you.
Well, I couldn't help but think that, you know, I maybe had a little bit of influence to that.
Yeah,
so I am going to take a little bit of credit for that. Thank you.
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, that other voice you hear is our wonderful producer, Mr. John Williams.
Hello,
John.
Hi.
Hey, JW.
Happy to be here, guys. How are you?
I'm totally fine. We couldn't do the show without JW, Planet Eartha. You all should know that because JW is fierce at what he does. And Jasper and I really fare better when we're able to just sit back and communicate with the planet. Yeah.
Well, I'm actually a hologram today. I'm actually not even here.
Whitney Houston and Christina Aguilera.
My family actually approved of the hologram, and they're allowing this to take place today. Unlike,
well, it looks just Whitney. Like Jasper to me. I don't know what everybody's complaining about.
With the walker or without?
I'm without the walker. Yes. Well, you know, not to bring it back to my back surgery. However, this is, you know, my three weeks ago today. In fact, I had my surgery, and I highly recommend it for everyone. No, I'm kidding.
No, it was life-changing.
I'm feeling good.
You were joking, but you know what? You brought a lot of seriousness to that when you said the other day it's the best thing you had done for yourself.
This is the truth I want to say to anyone. I almost waited too long. So for anyone who has back problems, disc problems, you know, when the doctor's telling you, let's take care of this, because you can reach a point where it will be too far gone and you won't be a candidate for that surgery anymore. And then you'll be stuck with some of the old fashioned surgeries, because the new stuff now, like being able to replace a whole disc like I was able to do, is something relatively new. But if you don't do it, you know, quickly within a certain amount of time, they can't, if the damage is too great, they can't do it. So and honestly, with me, it was much worse once they got in. I love how the doctors tell you the next morning, by the way, it was just so much worse when we got in there than we thought, that, you know, you really were cutting it right to the edge. So anyway,
you are cutting edge.
Oh, thank you, Ralph. Uh-huh. Well, listen, we're going to be joined today. We have a very special guest that's going to be joining us, reality star and gossip queen herself, international reality star, Gloria Gavan is going to be joining us.
Yes.
And I think our co-producer, Mr. Dominic Friesen, is also coming in. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I'd like to encourage everyone to please go to our Facebook page at One-on-One with Jasper Cole. And Twitter is at One-on-One-J-Cole. And the website, jaspercole.com. And when you go to our website, you can also click on ubnradio.com, because we have some amazing sponsors, and we have a lot of them. We have over like 25 of them, and JW is going to tell you who they are right now.
All of us here at One on One with Jasper Cole are proud to announce our 25 affiliate advertisers, and they are all .coms. E-File, InterServer, ZipRecruiter, Hilton Hotels, 3-Day Blinds, Adam and Eve Toys, BullGuard, Prime Slots, Russell Stover, Booking.com, Suzanne Summers Bath and Beauty, Quest Nutrition, Sur La Table, and Extended Stay America.
Additionally, we have EUK Host, Canvas World, Cheap Air, 21st Century, Liberty Mutual, Course Smart, Advanced Auto, Fandango, Meet Mindful, Flare Play, and Jewelry.com. Thanks again to all of our wonderful sponsors. And now back to the show.
Oh, absolutely. So everyone, please go on to ubnradio.com and find something you like and click on it. And we want to give a big shout out to WROM, to all of our listeners
in Detroit.
Detroit's number one radio station as a group, a part of the Universal Musical Group. And we're doing great there, by the way. Our ratings are wonderful, so we want to give a shout out. Now, we're also very happy to announce that you can also listen to our show on iHeartRadio. That's been added to the listener list, along with iTunes and Stitcher, and where else am I forgetting one? Spreaker.
Yep, you got it. Spreaker.
Yeah, So we're all over the place, and you know, we still have a YouTube channel, and you can find us there. And Ralph, tell everyone where they can follow you on Twitter and Facebook.
Thank you. On Twitter, I'm Ralph Cole Jr. RALPHCOLEJR. An enthusiastic participant on Facebook with the same name. And you can follow me at Instagram, the same name, Ralph Cole Jr. I make it easy.
Yes, Ralph is easy and breezy. And by the way, how's married life going?
Married life is absolutely fabulous. It is just superb. So far, so good. And thank you for asking.
And a big shout out to Michael, because Ralph's husband, Michael, just like me, is a huge reality fan. And because, you know, people give me a hard time and they give me shit about being such a shallow reality person, like, you know, an Andy Cohen, you know, sycophant. I love all the reality shows. So I liked Michael already when I met him. But the fact that he also watches all the Bravo shows.
He records them.
Oh, of course.
He records them. Yeah, you know, and that's why, and I have to boomerang it to myself or the show, and I want Gloria to get a load of what I can be about so she'll know what she'll be working with when she comes on. So when Carlise Burke from Crowded on NBC, when she took me to that James Burrow tribute, what a thrill that was to get to hobnob with all the the people in the industry like that.
And Andy Cohen, who was sitting right behind you or right next to you or whatever.
Well, yeah, and he was one of the presenters during the presentation, and it was just nice to be in that venue. And even though I don't know Andy and we had never met, I felt comfortable enough because of his on-camera persona to introduce myself and let him know how much my spouse and I enjoyed him. And he was very humbled and very appreciative of that.
Oh, really? Is that how he came off?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good. He's also a good actor, apparently.
Oh, so well, kind of like you are, because you're constantly coming off as a healer. And, and we all know that that's really, really far from the truth. Yeah. So
it's interesting how many psychic readings I've had, including one with that JW participated in. Uh-huh. I think he heard the exact same thing that what is the word? We're
empath,
which means we're so empathetic to other people's feelings that we actually take on their hurts and their pains.
Yep.
And it's just a God-given gift.
Sometimes consciously or unconsciously. So, you know, sometimes you can.
Yeah. Just, and that's why we want to talk today about all this shallow shit that's going on in show business. Right. I don't even know where to start, first of all, because there's so much. I don't know about you, Ralph. I'm just so politicked out. If I hear Donald Trump one more time, I'm going to kill myself. So I don't know. What do you think about him?
Well, me? You're asking? Okay. When we were on the show last time with Dara, and a shout out to the wonderful Dara Zane Scully, please. I was always raised to not discuss politics publicly. And I like that. And the whole thing is a big folder all to me, no matter who we listen to. And yes, I already have voted. And so I am not apathetic, but it's just very hard to swallow the rhetoric from all sides, just based on where we are in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are a lot of great things. I'm still talking, but sometimes you can't, when you're looking across and you're looking right at me, you'll still start talking anyway, which is weird to me. But anyway,
I'm the one on pain pills, bitch, and I haven't said a word yet. So you continue right ahead. I haven't really understood. You said some big word. You just used a word earlier. I don't even know what it meant.
Apathetic. You said apathetic.
You said something. Affiliation, apathetic, or I don't know. Whatever. You voted. Absentee. Yeah, okay.
Absenteeism. Okay, Harriet Tubman. Listen, it is like you are all numb from the head up, girl, from the neck up, okay?
I just simply said, what do you think of Donald Trump? And so I didn't know we were going to get into it.
He didn't really want to know, Ralph. He didn't.
The remake of Roots or whatever.
He just wanted a soundbite.
Okay, I was about to say, I have to really learn to give my answers in soundbites. Okay, don't like him. Moving on.
Okay, thank you. My point was, I thought we would talk about, I was going to try to see if it was okay if we avoided politics because it's such a clusterfuck right now. And I'd like to say, once we get to the general election and we know who the two people running, then we can talk more about that because that's going to be a nightmare anyway. But I don't know about you because Ralph is a Wendy Williams fan like I am. I get all my show business news from Wendy Williams, but today, back in the news, of course, is the whole Bill Cosby. You know, Bill Cosby's probably been so happy that this between airplanes going down and the politics and whatever, his black ass has been off the news lately. Yeah. But apparently, as of yesterday, he now is going to have to stand trial in that one case in Pennsylvania. But I was fascinated today. I don't know, Ralph, if you heard Wendy Williams, but she told a story about back, had to be in the 90s when she was working for 98.7 Kiss FM. That was the big radio station in New York. And a lot of people don't know, but that's where Wendy came from. You know, she was the like entertainment chick on the radio. And I guess they had her doing like the traffic report. She was like the traffic girl in the mornings. But she started talking about Bill Cosby one morning back then, rumors that she had heard about him and the way he was treating women. And this is when the show was at the height of its success or whatever. And she gets called into her general manager's office and says, you got to get on the phone and call Bill Cosby right now because he wants us to fire you. And she had to get on the phone and he started that whole doctor, you know, I'm Dr. Cosby and you need to represent black people better and you're so ghetto and who are you to be talking about me? And her basic message today was almost like, fuck you, karma is a bitch. Because, totally. You know, here you were trying to preach to me and almost got, and luckily she didn't get fired. But the funny part is now all these years later, karma has finally, you know, bitten him in the ass, so to speak.
Well, yeah, and you know, based on where Wendy, where her stature is and her persona, she was totally fabulous in her presentation because mm-hmm. she started out by saying, you know, I totally supported Bill Cosby, I liked him, and it is very tragic what has happened. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to just tell you what happened. And so for her to get her due, so when she ended the thing and said, and you know what, Bill? I'll still be talking. So, basically,
she wanted to say, I've been renewed through 2020, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby called her manager and read him for an hour. Then the manager called Wendy and then Bill Cosby read her for an hour. So it is like, and he did the same thing, not in such a dramatic, in such a long way to Wanda Sykes during an award show years ago. you know, and totally.
Yeah, and well, remember he started that whole thing on Oprah years back. You know, he was the one that was so against all the rappers and the lyrics. They were, you know, the negative lyrics against women. And that is sort of like what you talked about with the people that preach all the time are the ones that are, you know,
exactly.
usually the scariest. But I'm just so. First of all, I'm thrilled that this is a female judge. I mean, first of all, there's no guarantee he's going to be found guilty. He could still be acquitted. I mean, he's done for regardless. But I love the fact that that this is a female judge, at least, that's doing this case. And I also love the fact that the woman that is on trial now, she still got her big settlement years ago. So he already had to pay her millions, you know, thinking that this was going to go away. So just the fact that this all came back full circle in the news is – it was great. I thought it was a perfect thing. And I also love the fact that this whole time Wendy has waited till now to tell this story because she's talked about the, you know, the Bill Cosby thing for the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. But she waited till now to tell that story, which I had not heard before, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah. And then, Ralph, you had mentioned earlier this the whole Kelly Ripa, Michael Strahan thing, because that's another example where – now, that is a show I actually don't watch. I mean, I have watched it over the years. I kind of haven't watched it since Michael came on the show.
Okay.
but I did know through just being a part of this business that, like you, everyone seemed to – love them and the ratings were amazing, but apparently they didn't get along. And also apparently Gelman, the producer who's been there forever, and Michael didn't get along. But, you know, I don't know. Part of me was like, bitch, please. I would sit with Hitler for 40 minutes for she's making like $40 million a year. Her name is above the title. She's the star. Why did she really give a shit if Michael Strahan was leaving? I was more unimpressed with how she handled the whole thing than anything.
Well, especially when we find out that they don't like each other off screen anyway. If that's really true, that they really don't care for each other, her histrionics are kind of like overdramatic. And Joy Behar was just quoted 10 hours ago saying, "Girl, why are you all been out of shape? It's like, I've been fired so many times at the, you know, without knowing anything. It is called show business, not show therapy." So,
especially since, like I said, she's the queen. I mean, it's not like it was live with Michael and Kelly and they were, you know what I mean? And the fact that she, well, here's my whole thing. Her best friends are Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper. Okay. Now, I'm hypocritical because I like Andy Cohen's shows, but I find him so thirsty for fame and so obnoxious and so annoying. However, I still watch him. But I find it weird that Anderson Cooper, who I find to be very intelligent or whatever, that they do that two-man show together out on the road together. And I'm thinking, when your best friends are Kelly Ripa, Andy Cohen, and Anderson Cooper, those have to be some three shallow bitches when they get together. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Come on, seriously.
I love how it was so strategic how when they were filming Kelly going to the show the first day back after her little hiatus, and she strategically had Anderson Cooper's book under her arm. I thought, God, how fun that is. It's like, because you know, on the phone or texting, it's like, girl, you know you have to have my book under your arm, girl. Okay? Work that out as you want.
It's all completely planned out. But are people also forgetting that Anderson had a daytime talk show that failed? I mean, he had a daytime talk show 2 seasons ago that only made it 1 season. So, I mean, he's great at CNN and what he does, and I really like him, but this whole time they keep throwing his name into the ring for being, you know, her co-host. I'm thinking, okay, well, he already didn't make it on his own, but whatever. But honestly, I never got the Michael Strahan thing because, one, I'm not a sports person, so I didn't know. All I know is at the time he came on board, let's not forget, he was accused of beating up Nicole Murphy, his girlfriend at the time, which I always thought was very interesting that, you know, he was divorced from one wife, and then he was accused of beating up his current girlfriend, but somehow suddenly middle America embraced him in the mornings. And
now, you know, he's going to be coupled with like this tiny little white woman that he could like, you know, snap in his palm of his hand.
And additionally, he's also going to be hosting the pyramid show, a game show.
Which they're bringing back the $100,000 pyramid.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On that show though too.
So Gloria's with us now. She just joined us.
Hey.
Hi, honey.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Gloria. It's Jasper and Ralph. How are you?
Hi, fellas. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I've been listening. You guys are hilarious.
Thank you. Well, we were just, you know. Go ahead, Ralph.
Oh, no. It's your show.
Nice.
Well, even though my name's on it, it's really your show. Continue.
Well, yeah, you absolutely are right. Well, with our hilarity, Gloria, goes to your beauty.
Oh,
because that photo of you with the shoulderless piece and you were so gorgeous. I just wanted to start the show with that.
Oh, thanks, Ann. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate your guys' honesty. Not in terms of my beauty. I didn't mean to be like, yeah, because I am cute. but I was saying, because I was listening.
That too, yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, no, this is great. This is because this is our once a month hot topics. But I mean, you're aside from being a reality star and being a guest yourself, you interview people yourself.
I do.
And this is what you do. So I always find it. How is it for you when you're on the other side? You know what I mean? When you're the actual person being interviewed and not actually being the interviewee, is that different?
It is very different. I actually enjoy both sides. You know, I love hearing people's opinion, and I feel like I'm so opinionated that I love when people give me an opportunity to like actually let my voice be heard. So it's a lot of fun, actually. I kind of prefer sometimes being behind the camera just because majority of the time I really don't look as glamorous as those pictures are. So I like actually being able to, you know, kind of just be chill and just really get people's opinion on, you know, some of the hot topics and what's going on.
Of course. Now tell everyone where they can, first of all, follow you on social media and all that good stuff.
Oh, sure. All my Twitter handles or our social media feed handles are the same. And they're at Glow, G-L-O, Govan, G-O-V-A-N. And that's everything.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
that's
real simple.
Easy. Makes
yeah,
it
exactly.
Easy.
I just kept it real simple, really for myself, because I always forget my passwords. I'm always like, what was that again? So I just did everything the same.
Well, we were talking earlier. I mentioned that how I'm such a big reality show person. I don't feel I need to defend it or whatever, but because I'm an actor and I do scripted stuff for a living, I think because I don't do reality for a living, it's the one thing that I don't know, so I don't know how it all works or whatever. That's why I think I enjoy watching it, because sometimes when you it's hard to watch a movie or a scripted show because all you can think about is how long did it take to shoot that and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Had you been a reality fan yourself before actually doing Basketball Wives?
I think I was really. I mean, but at the time it was more like Road Rules and, you know, more like MTV type of reality.
That's where
shows.
It all started, though.
Yeah.
Una Murray.
So, right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, the Kardashians. So it was definitely I kept, you know, kind of track of some reality show. But it was weird. I feel like at the time it wasn't really titled or categorized as like reality.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, so when people are like, oh, you know, do you ever watch reality shows? I'm like, no. And then I'm like, oh, snap. It is actually. So I did a lot of the times when I did get a chance to watch TV, I would kind of catch up on reality shows. So
well, that's interesting. Because we're all probably in the same age group. What did they call those shows? I can't even remember now. Like
I feel like it was just like, was it? It wasn't.
They just called it Real Life Series, I think.
Real Life.
Yeah. Real Life.
Yeah.
Real Life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people say the Osbournes were sort of the original.
Well, Real World was before
reality.
Yeah. But the Osbournes was probably like one of your first family ones.
Yeah.
You know, like real family, not like a put together, you know, casted family like Real World was. Mm-hmm. But Osbournes was definitely, I definitely tuned into that just because Ozzy was hilarious and him, and, you know,
oh my God.
Not anymore, but, you know.
I know. Well, that's a good segue. Do you guys know about today? I don't know if you've heard this latest with Kelly Osbourne's tweet to the actual girlfriend.
Yeah, well, the hairdresser girl.
Whatever she is. Yeah.
That
about
was hilarious.
If you need a good blowout and a blowjob, here's the phone number.
And she gave her real number too, which was great. And she, I was like, I loved it. I was like, you know, as a sister, and you know, obviously like a daughter, I would do the same for my mom. I'd probably go even harder and give her like
further.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd post a picture and her address probably. Like I'd be like, in case you want a personal one, you know. But I love that she defended her. Just I guess kind of came to her mom's rescue and, you know, blasted her. That was awesome.
Well, and I love the fact Sharon Osbourne. I love Sharon anyway. I know a lot of people either love or hate her, but I love her on the talk because she's had to really put it out there of what's been happening. But today she actually addressed, you know, what Kelly did. And she, you know, she said, you know, she's got a great sense of humor. She loves her parents. And basically that was her way of saying, you know, fuck you, bitch, you deserve it. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with – it's funny because Sharon's always been really honest about
their relationship.
Marriage has been kind of open in a weird way anyway. But he crossed a line in some way different this time, I guess, you know, in terms of – she was more humiliated or something. I don't know what the full story is yet on that. So, but we'll find out. Because one thing I like about her, she'll eventually tell the whole story.
Yeah, I love how transparent she is. It really gives her a sense of like humanity, you know. And I love that that she just does. She just doesn't hold back at all. And it is humiliating for her. But I feel like as soon as she kind of puts it out there, you know, people really start to identify with her and really start to just really, you know, either agree with her or disagree with her. But I think if anything, everybody can appreciate how honest she is. Like, that's real, you know, it's like lemonade.
And those are the celebrities. That's why I like Wendy Williams. I don't know. I like people, even people that I don't agree a lot with. I like people who just stick to, even if I don't agree with what they're saying, but they don't back down and they stick to their truth. Because this business, show business, as you know, is so full of just pretentious, phony shit that I get, I'm so like excited when I meet someone that actually will just say this is the way it is and not hide behind the publicist and all that stuff. I mean,
well, that's exactly what Lonnie Love did.
You think?
In response to Wendy's comment about Tamar leaving the show.
Oh, the real.
Yeah.
That's a good segue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, we're limited in time. And it's an interesting topic. Yeah. Because to your point, Jasper, you're saying how you're proud of people that stand up for themselves. Even if it's a losing argument on their point, they still stand by their convictions. And that's what Wendy Williams and Lonnie Love have both done because of a comment that Wendy made on air about Lonnie. And then Lonnie made a personal video saying, okay, this is really what went down. And Wendy, yeah, just so you know, this is really the accurate story.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. And that's one thing, Gloria, I mean, I wanted to ask you because, you know, your personal life gets put out there constantly.
All the time.
It's out there. You don't shy away from it either. But how do you there's that fine line of, you know what I mean, addressing stuff without crossing over and can't be easy.
It's definitely a super fine line and one that's often crossed, you know, because you don't want to give everybody every single thing. You know, I love that like Sharon does that and it is real personal, but that's just not my style. You know, I have kids and they're much younger than Sharon. Mm-hmm. So I have, you know, them to protect. But yeah, my public life, I mean, my goodness, people find out stuff about my public life before I do. I'm like, dang, I didn't even know I was finally divorced. You know, I'm like finding out on Twitter. I'm like, hey. So, you know, it's tough just because you really do want to go all in and just give everybody the like, no, fuck that. This is actually what happened. And then this mother, you know. But you just, you know, sometimes you just can't. And really it's just a matter of who you're protecting. And a lot of times I do it for my, you know, I have to remember that I have, you know, boys and they're young. They're seven. And kids are malicious, not in any, you know, not you know, to be malicious, but they're just so honest, and they're just, you know, they speak their minds, and their parents, you know, tell them things, and they Google stuff. So I always am I try to be very careful about the things I say, especially about my personal life and like people in it, just because that can always backfire. And then what, you know, my kids can read now, you know, they're over my shoulder looking at my texts, and I'm like, oh shit. you know, so I have to just be careful on the things that I say. So I've always kept them in mind, but I know it's really hard because a lot of times I really want to just go like, you know, just take off the gloves
go full
and
go, in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like below the belt and, you know, talk about everyone's mama. And it's just, I can't. So it's tough.
And like you said, even if you, you know, keep it away from your kids, you know, other kids Google everything.
Yeah.
And other kids' parents are in the, you know, line at picking up the kids. Everything with social media now is just, all it takes is one tweet and it's out there.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised who knows. You know, like my principal talked to me about like the whole Matt and Derek thing. And, you know, and I was like, don't you have some great papers to grade? Like, you know, I'm like, how do you even know about this stuff? But, you know, so everyone, it's unbelievable. You know, they're the people on their team and coaches and teachers and, you know, the lunch lady, it's really does go really far. So I have to keep that in mind too. So yeah, it's tough.
But it's that whole thing that we talk about. It's that obsession with celebrity. You know, it's I meet accomplished people. You know, I meet like psychiatrists and doctors and all these people that in my mind are doing this amazing work or whatever. And
yeah,
they'll
no
say
one
to
gives
me,
a shit.
You know, who have you worked with famous lately? Or you know what I mean? There's some. It doesn't matter. There's just obsession still with celebrity, and I guess now with social media, that just makes it even worse because everybody can be a star for 5 minutes on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I've talked to a few people who are actually very annoyed by it. You know, just because a lot of people like on YouTube, they're Insta famous. You know, they'll go into movies, or all of a sudden you'll see them in TV shows, and then it bombs, or you know that movie doesn't do well, and real actors and actresses are like, you know, are you kidding me? I've worked all my entire life and I've done classes with so-and-so. I'm sure you know, Jasper, like, you know, all of a sudden you see these YouTube people and you're like, what the fuck? What have you done? Like, you know, and it's just,
right,
I know.
Right.
But the obsession of this, it, you know, people say now, like, it's just, you know, attention is just, it's the death of people. It's unbelievable.
Well, that segues.
Well, how about
to Chewbacca mom?
Yeah,
exactly. Thank you, JW.
Yeah.
Well, she
was
hilarious. She wasn't really trying though.
Yeah.
It just happened for her.
Oh, she's funny.
I know, absolutely. But you know, there's going to be a webisode now called Chewbacca.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Now it's going to be like an
she's
entire.
She's probably
series.
Already signed with William Morris.
Okay. Yeah. Remember those two kids from that scary movie? That remember
Blair Witch.
Witch.
Yeah, not Blair, the one after that. Those two, and they were both working like they were waiters, and then boom, they were signed overnight from Paranormal Activity.
Oh,
I think
So Paranormal Activity, exactly.
Yeah, so go Chewbacca.
Yeah, no, I mean
it's very interesting because I think that, you know, in addition to being the fact that she just put it out there, it was almost like an infomercial for the products. So
and they said it sold out at Kohl's, and she got a bunch of money
and it got the
gift cards.
And it got the attention of, you know, J.J. Abrams, I mean, Star Wars.
I was going to say.
And she was just on the talk show recently, too, right?
Oh, gosh. Look, we're like, oh, Lord.
at least her kind of story, you kind of pull for, you know. I mean, she wasn't like thirsty for fame trying to
exactly
get famous. I
hers
mean, I think in her
so
case
organic.
She was the real deal that just happened to be organic. Yeah.
Listen, it was really organic. You know, some rapper is gonna have to make
oh,
it
you know
to
it.
Like ain't nobody got time for that. So
is you finished or is you done?
So they're gonna have to do it with Chewbacca.
Yeah, that's hilarious. No, yeah, she was just, that video was like infectious though. I saw it.
The laughter.
Yeah,
right?
The laugh. Yeah. And how she was just so entertained by her, like with that was hilarious.
And even she admits, you know, it's the small things, you know. She,
well,
yeah,
that was
it's
cute.
It's the simple choice. Mm-hmm. Her video to me is so timely, you guys, with everything, because you had mentioned politics before, Jasper.
Yeah.
You know,
need a
with
break.
Everything that's going on in the world, that we can all just, like, you could show this to Trump, Obama, Clinton, Sanders, Afghanistan, ISIS. Ireland, ISIS. Everywhere on the planet, and we would laugh because it is like, you know.
But I did review those YouTube comments, and they weren't that supportive, a lot of them.
Really?
So it's really interesting how people
it's just a matter of time they'll start on this poor woman.
It is.
They'll start
attacking
her
weight. Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
Her lack of makeup. Or,
they're jealous. Like, they're jealous that they got what?
130 million views. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Wow. That thing was, and it was, you know, and she does remind me of, what's her name's mom? What's the little pageant girl's mom?
Oh, was that Honey Boo Boo's mom?
Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Mama June?
That's who I thought it was at first. I was like, what is she have going on? But it was so cute. They're probably just mad because they've spent all this time trying to be famous, and here she is just living life.
Right.
Well, Gloria, who is the woman, the British woman, who's the singer? And she was homely, and she became the big star. And she became that sensation from her fabulous voice, but she didn't.
Susan Boyle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that in a parallel kind of way.
Only she went on to break records. I mean, not just YouTube records, but I mean records of industry records.
But she also recently had a nervous breakdown. I mean, I think
it's a lot to handle.
I think sadly she kind of has Asperger's, or she's on a spectrum of autism or something. Mm-hmm. Oh. So, but that, I mean, she had that amazing voice that you know came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But apparently she just lost her shit in line at Heathrow Airport. Oh my god.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. She went batshit crazy at the airport.
Jasper, don't hold back.
They had to like taser her or something.
No.
Oh, they did not. Taser her. Jasper.
Boyle, they had a taser.
I mean, yeah, she went crazy. She was, I mean, she still lives with like her five cats, and, you know, I mean, so now that's a reality show I would watch. I would watch her just getting up every day, you know, feeding her cat.
That shit is hilarious.
Or whatever.
Oh god.
But speaking of Ratchet, did you guys see the Billboard Music Awards this weekend?
Yes. Oh yes.
Yeah. Everyone's like, we did. It was kind of
Even BET saw the Billboard Music Awards, because if you saw the promo that they ran after, they said, yes, we saw it, and don't worry, we got you covered.
They were like, sorry about that.
Yeah,
it was pretty bad. I don't know. I feel like award shows are kind of going downhill a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like when
there's too many of them, I think.
Yeah, and I feel I want more performances. I don't want a lot of the like dry whack, you know, jokes between co-hosts who don't know each other. Like, it's just it's a lot.
And a lot of them were lip syncing this time. I know that they were doing a combination of singing over their voice, but they were, a lot of them were lip syncing while they were dancing, which is just, you know, for Billboard, I guess it's common.
Milli Vanilli, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the whole Prince tribute, which is, I mean, it was one of those things where part of me, look, I mean, you know, I give Madonna props for doing it, first of all, because it's one of those where she was going to be butchered
regardless,
no matter what. But I still found it odd. It's like, couldn't we get Bruno Mars? I know he's of a different generation, were trying to get someone, but I just felt like, and then all of a sudden, like, poor Stevie Wonder just came wandering off from the side, like he had just walked, like he wasn't even supposed to be there.
Yeah, he was like trying to find his seat, and he's like, "Oh, hey!"
And Madonna grabbed him, like, "Help me, you know, help me sing a note here or something." Oh, it was just so badly produced.
Well, as our girl Wendy Williams said, Madonna is part of the Trinity of Michael Jackson and Prince. So that's, for that reason, it was appropriate that she pay homage to Prince.
I think that maybe they would have been a little better if she would have done an up-tempo song. It was a little too drawn out, was slow. You know, I know it's a tribute, but, you know, still celebrate the happy moments too, not just the fact that we lost him.
Yeah.
Or make it, or do like a medley of them, you know, like do several of them.
Yeah,
so yeah, medley would have been better. Lady Gaga did
for David Bowie.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
She just did like a whole array of his songs. That was pretty awesome. Yeah, they could have done, I think they just could have done a better job.
I thought it was...
Go ahead.
I thought it was interesting too. I thought it was interesting. They started the show with Britney Spears, who at one point when she first came out was sort of called the younger Madonna in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, so she was sort of they opened with her, and then who I thought actually looked amazing. I don't know. I mean, she can't sing, so who cares? But she's a lip syncer anyway. I wasn't expecting vocals, but she looked amazing. But then I thought it was interesting how then they sort of closed it out with the Madonna, who, you know, in many ways was sort of a Britney at one time. No more for a performance, not really a singer, is what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess some people may think she can sing, but she certainly can't act.
Well, everyone seems to be singing Sinead O'Connor's song that Prince wrote for her, which is very interesting. You don't see any Sinead singing it at all, because now you got the controversy with her being, you know, having a mental episode.
Well, she wandered away too, wasn't she? Didn't they couldn't find her the other day.
Oh, yeah. Hell.
Because she's bipolar or something. It's sad. Boy George was on. I'm a huge Boy George fan, but he was on Wendy today also talking about the difference in how much he appreciates what he has now at what 50 something, as opposed to when, you know, he started out at 19 or 20. Mm-hmm. You know, with age comes some of the wisdom of being able to appreciate, you know, what you have. And of course, if you add sort of mental illness on top of that, or going back to Sinead O'Connor, because, you know, she was so hot at one time and number one, and I don't know what it is about this business. I know some people say they don't think that it's, you know, there's more cases of mental illness, and maybe there isn't. It's just because it's more magnified because they're celebrities. But I don't know. It seems to be like that. There's that old adage that you have to be really crazy to be a good performer, or you've got to be really fucked up to be a great actress or a great actor. But then I always think, well, Meryl Streep seems pretty normal,
right?
You know,
she's awesome.
And I think it's certain ones that don't drink the Kool-Aid.
And she's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, have enough strength not to drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
so,
a metaphor
so
for many
Gloria,
things.
Let's talk about what.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk to Gloria about what all you have going on. So you're besides, of course, the huge hit of Basketball Wives, you're doing is Entertainment Confidential. Is that the name of the interview show that you're doing?
Oh yeah, I did that with a few of the comedians, you know, last year on BET and Centric. But this year I have going on, it's called Sports Blender. It's a sports show on Awestruck TV. And it's primarily just a show, obviously, about, like, you know, the highlights and what's going on with sports, but also for those who aren't really sports savvy. So I kind of break down some of the, I guess, like, you know, difficult terms in, you know, sports or basketball, football. So I'm excited about that. And then my boys have a clothing line coming out called Kelly Michael this fall. So that's cool.
Oh, how great.
Yeah, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. They're so funny. They can't stand it. They're like, Mommy, why do we need a clothing line? I'm like, relax and try this on.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's
hey,
cool.
Gloria, I wanted to ask you a question, being a mother of two boys.
Yeah.
Two youngster boys. About, I don't know if you had heard this controversy with Chris Brown and the mother of his child, who's 2 years old, Nia. She posted this provocative picture of the girl in leotards in a dance outfit, but the child is sitting in a rather provocative position.
Yeah.
And Chris had a problem with it, and Nia was like, you know, get over it. She's a girl taking dance class, you know, so. The point that Wendy, it was again from, this was highlighted on Wendy's show, with technology and the internet being as vast as it is, there are so many more predators out there. Yeah. So to show your child in that kind of light only triggers those people that might want to show malice.
Right.
So, and it's such a fine, and you know, and here they both are, Chris Brown and Nia, both parents. And like you had mentioned earlier, you know, it is a fine line, what you say, what you don't tell them, how they see you react to things. And it must just be just devilishly hard, especially in these days and times, you know. So I was just wondering if you had heard about that. And
how do you protect? Do you make a point of not putting their pictures out there, or you know what I mean? Well, how do you handle that whole thing?
And I actually can relate to Nia, because when the boys were younger, they were jumping on their bed and they just had on their underwear, I think. And they had something on top of their head, something silly, like, you know, like a shoe or something kind of goofy. And I took a picture and I posted it on Instagram. This was a few years ago. And I mean, I got ripped. People were like, why would you do that? And I thought it was so cute, because here they are just jumping on the bed, like being goofy. And I was like, you know, so I feel like kind of like Nia coming from, like, you're like, what is the problem? You know, she's a young girl in leotard, and I haven't seen the picture, but I can't imagine it being too crazy. I mean, she's only two, so I don't think she's like twerking. You know, so you know what I mean? So it was probably very innocent in terms of, you know, a dance class, just in terms of like my two boys being goofy on jumping on the bed. But yeah, it's weird how it doesn't come, that just doesn't cross your mind until people bring it to your attention. And I immediately took down the picture, but I was like, wow, I really have to be, you know, like aware of everything. And they have an Instagram page, the boys do, and I run it. So, and I'm very, I feel like, okay, as long as I'm the one putting out, you know, what I want people to see, or, you know, kind of just enjoying their picture. I have to be very, very, very aware of the background or what they're wearing. Or, you know, one time the kids threw up a three-pointer, like how they do in basketball, and people were like Illuminati, and there, and I was like, really? You know, so it was it's so crazy how you really have to pay attention. And I was like, they're five guys, I don't really think, you know, so it was just it's crazy.
Thank you for addressing that. You really spoke on it well for every parent out there, but especially a parent who's in the limelight like you are.
We only have about 3 minutes, guys.
What?
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, no, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Gloria. And I wanted to also, you know, send you all of our best for what's you're going through in the press right now.
Thanks.
Bottom line is, congratulations on your relationship. That everything that you know, that everything is good and it's going great.
It is.
And congrats on the show, of course, and on all the other stuff coming out, the clothing line with the kids. We need to have you come back.
I know. My gosh.
We could talk forever.
I could have. I'm sorry. I really am a talker. So I'm sorry, guys. I probably took
No, you did great. No.
Gloria, you're the guest.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. No, I really had a great time. Thank you so much, you know, for your blessings. And I really look forward to coming back and we could really, you know, dive into some really cool topics. So
excellent.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. Well, Mr. Ralph Cole Jr., thank you so much as always.
Jasper, and welcome. JW, thank you.
Yes, Dominic and Dara, big love and kisses. And everyone, we will be back next week. Same time, same place. You've been listening to One on One with Jasper Cole. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Planet.
So sweet. Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out One on One with Jasper Cole. Check out past episodes and get the latest as they're released. Subscribe today on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube.